from Victoria's racing heartland, the show dedicated to keeping Victoria country racing strong. Welcome to Coffee Country with Harry Coffey, Maggie Payne and Gareth Hall.
Good afternoon, 3 minutes past 12. It is time for Coffee Country here. Thanks to the Ultima Hotel, the number one pub in the Mallee. Thanks to Shane Bennett and the team there. And let's welcome back the team for 2022. Harry Coffey, hello to you. Did you enjoy a little bit of a break on RSN Central anyway?
I did, Gareth, and I've sort of been waiting for the call to return. I didn't know if I still had my role or not, but we're back and plenty to talk about. It's a busy time of year. You think the spring carnival's over and you think, oh, geez, that's a time for a rest, but in the Christmas and New Year racing rolls in and then all of a sudden we've got Australia Day racing, so just is never ending in the life of a country jockey.
It never stops. And Maggie Payne, hello to you. Australia Day, this is the day that usually Harry shines as well, Maggie.
It is. Happy New Year to you both. And Harry, you mentioned you've been busy. It's busy in country racing, but in the racing industry, I guess in general, it's a, what is the vibe like across the summer? You know, meetings like nil and the once a years and big crowds, I guess, gathering and, is there a bit of a different feel to it, these summer race meetings?
Well, I think everyone's pretty... I think the racing community, obviously we've been able to continue on through COVID, but like you go to the races now, especially over what you're talking about, like nil and that, and there's almost that sense of things are kind of back to somewhat normal, people being able to attend local community events, and I'm sure the Nil Race Club, they put on a great show every year, and just their, you know, their local committee, they would have been so excited planning their event, knowing that it was a realistic chance of going ahead rather than, you know, the normal can be pulled out from underneath you at the last minute. So, you know, you can sort of get that sense of feeling that crowds on race courses and local committees, they're, you know, they got a little bit more buzz about them because they get to have their race meetings again. And those little country towns, it does a lot for them, and you know, you turn up at them, and as I said, it's a real buzz. And that Christmas New Year period, there's a lot of them sorts of race meetings going on, and it's good to sort of have them back and having somewhat sort of normal lifestyle back for them.
We'll get Harry's Hero a little later on here on Coffee Country, and also Maggie's Hall of Fame. Looking forward to those two nominations. But Great Western, it's always a big day there on Sunday, Harry, at this time of the year. And it's only a small club like Great Western. When you drive into that town in the western part of Victoria, it's the home of the champion harness racing driver in Karen Manning. But they have a big day for their gallops each and every year.
Yeah, they have. They do have a big day, and they've got the sign up each end of town saying the home of the Manning. So I think Birchip are thinking about putting a sign up for you, Gareth, the home of...
Yeah, the home of the Mallee Bull. Right? Home of the Mallee Bull.
No, Great Western, they put on a good show. Geez, they can have a hot race day, though. There's been some hot years that I've been there, but they always push through, and I think it makes people drink more grog. So the crowd's always pretty rowdy. They have two pretty big events at the Great Western Race Club. They have their annual rodeo in around the Easter time, I think it is, and then they have the races, you know, on around the Australia Day weekend type of time. So they can put on a show at Great Western, and it's not far from Ararat stall. I think you get a lot of Ballarat and sort of Sanan at Horsham people attending, and it's a real central point in the Wimmera area, and people love it, and you've got wine getting made right next door. So it's fresh and straight into the ladies having a punt.
Well, you mentioned the hot weather. I think it was 44 last year, Harry. The races were moved forward to 11 o'clock and we saw you win the cup and then, like you said, wandered across to the Sepult Winery across the road. But they also have you ever seen the boat races they traditionally have with the sprint race? They're not having it this year, but that is another big draw card for Great Western.
Yeah, it is. They do. I have seen them do that, and then they create their own boats and a lot of them usually fall apart by the time they hit the finishing line. But no, they do a good, really good job, Great Western. It's a pretty good show. It's very unique track to ride at. You want to hang on. It's an interesting day being a participant, but sometimes it's more about the locals and the crowds than the participants. And we just all get around safely and put on a good show. And hope everybody has a good time.
Did you enjoy Camperdown, Maggie? They tell me Camperdown loved having Maggie Payne there at their races there on Cup Day last Saturday.
It was a great day at Camperdown. I was a bit worried about the weather, but the sun came out and it was actually a perfect day for racing and dominated by Declan Bates, and good to see him win the Cup. But that's another club that haven't raced for a few years but pulled together the race meeting and had a great day. So good to see the Camperdown community getting back to the races.
And those tracks like Camperdown, there was a lane that you needed to be in, Harry, but those certain tracks like Great Western and Camperdown, we might only race there once a week, but it's important to know how that track plays.
Yeah, that's right. And sometimes those tracks can be well suited to certain types of horses. Like, you know, you might be getting a nice horse ready for a maiden there and you think, oh, I'll just take it to that weak place and it win, but it can be brought undone by some sort of fast horse that dips around the corner and you get left behind. And these tracks can be sometimes tracks that bring, you know, you don't always see the best horse win, but you might see the smartest ride or, you know, somebody that knows the track or the horse knowing the track, the horse that wins. And they're very unique, but I think that's what makes it interesting and what makes it, you know, such a great day and why people love it is because it's more for the battler and more for a good time, and that's what these country tracks are. But I was at Camperdown during the week. I didn't attend Cup Day. I wasn't riding there, but I attended the trials during the week, and the track backed up and had about 14 trials on Tuesday. So they do a great job, these little committees and communities, and the racing industry needs them because you had stables like Tony McAvoy, Kieran Maher, everything there, and they just do a great job putting up these little country tracks.
Yep. Harry Coffey brought to you by the Ultima Hotel, thanks to Shane Bennett and their team, the great pub. New looking pub too, a lot of Renault's going on there, and they tell me they're cooking up a pretty mean chicken parma these days. So good on the Ultima Hotel for sponsoring Coffee Country, and Maggie Payne with us as well. Hey, Maggie, now Rapid Racing, you're a country person, aren't you? You're a country girl from regional New South Wales. I understand what they're doing with Rapid Racing. I think it's great. I love new initiatives and thinking outside of the square and trying new things. But you can't have Harry Coffey not in the countryside, and you can't have him not being the skipper, Harry. Now, what's going on? And to make it a little bit, to rub salt into the wound, one of the great country boys that you used to grow up with just about a half an hour down the road, I think he's from Kundrook, Jai McNeil.
He's from Mile, Gareth. He's told you that before.
Where from? Kerrang.
From Mile, isn't it?
Mile.
Yeah,
sorry.
Yeah,
Jai's from Mile. And he is the captain of the city side, Harry.
Yeah. I suppose, you know, he wins the Melbourne Cup. These flog Metro people want to claim him, don't they?
Unbelievable.
He
wears a white jersey with the dark blue V, not the dark blue jersey with the white V. I think that you could, I can understand where they're going from, so they're not like the leading country jockeys and the leading city jockeys, but surely we could have a group of country jockeys that we could select and a group of city jockeys, and it'd be a lot more fun. I think it would mean a lot more to the jockeys, Maggie.
Oh, I think it probably means a lot to them now. But, yeah, it's an easy picking method by the premiership points, I guess you could say. Maybe you have to bring in a vote, and there might be a bit of a popularity contest in that sense. But I guess the issue with metro jockeys, probably not that many jockeys grow up in metropolitan areas, so you can't really select them on their state of origin type method. But yeah, there could be a little tweaks, but I think it's a bit of fun. And Harry, you've done it before, so is it a bit of fun on the day, or it's just something different?
It's a bit of fun. I don't mind it. I don't really know how you can choose teams other than what they're doing. It's a little bit of an incentive to do well. Coming up to the Christmas period too, like if you're not finishing top seven on the premiership table in either the metro or country, you don't get a gig in Rapid Racing. So that's why I'm not in. I was too far down the premiership this year, where if you want to participate, well, it makes you push hard coming into the December months after the Spring Carnival to be involved. Maybe you could have a bit of a voting system, and racing.com could use that, you know, to put to the public, a little bit like an all-star mile. Like, here's 20, 20 riders, who do you want on your team? And you get Metro and Country people voting for who they want. But yeah, it's very tricky to choose teams based on popularity, because obviously Gareth's just going to choose his favourites, and everyone goes, well, what about me? I've ridden the most winners, but nobody likes me as a bloke.
No, I can understand what you're both saying, and I totally agree with you. But I'm just like, if Jai's a country boy, he should be representing Country Victoria.
Yeah, they should probably do a little bit more like that.
Joshie Jenkins is a great appointment as the coach of the country site. He's from Swan Hill, where you're from, Harry. So I like what they're thinking, but I can understand it can be difficult trying to select a side. But I feel sorry for like someone like Harry. People might say I'm a little bit biased here, but Harry's been picking up a lot more rides. He's riding a lot more in the city, and he might only have two or three rides, but he comes to town, and then back in the previous seasons, Maggie, he was riding three or four winners at that Saturday country meeting.
Yeah, but I think another key to the meeting that maybe has been missed is some of the trainers that are also represented on the day. You know, we've got a lot of country trainers that probably don't often have Flemington runners, especially in that last race with the conditions. You know, we've got people like Phil Sweeney, Merv McKenzie from Warrnambool, Heath Chalmers from your up the way, Harry. But yeah, I think that's another good thing about tomorrow. We'll see a lot of country trainers.
Yeah. And how was the response been? Because I think the cutoff date now for the country race on All Star Mile Day, I think if you wanted a horse a country trainer was going to train, I think the cutoff date was late January, Harry. Was that right?
I'm unaware. We did get an email, I think, releasing the terms and conditions of that, and Dad's team and myself at the moment don't have a horse good enough, so I just swiped the email away and didn't read it. But, I think the new races that they're putting on, it's a good idea. Hopefully it works. Hopefully it gives the battlers something to look forward to, and we don't see the usual names dominate. And it's obviously been something we've spoken about this show a lot, and me and you have sort of cornered Maggie a couple of times.
She's not happy to.
laid a few haymakers into her.
We're going to get Scotty Whiteman on the show, Harry. We're going to interview him. Yeah.
She held her own, but she did the usual, but not my area.
Yes.
funnily enough, a couple of weeks later, there was change. Gareth, you made change in 2 weeks.
Yeah. Hey, Maggie, they tell me, like, she's the 2 I see behind Scott Whiteman these days at Country Race in Victoria. So, basically, she's running the show, Harry.
Well, I thought Tab would have put up a market by now of who's taken Giles' job, because I think Maggie will be a market mover when it comes out. They really like her in them RBL offices, and they're actually wanting to poach her from country racing, I've heard.
There's no doubt about that. Hey, Harry, what about your hero? Harry's hero this weekend. Now, I've given you 24 hours to think about it.
Yeah, I haven't done... You've got to sort of remember how long we've been off and what we've spoken about.
You had a couple of nominations, you were telling me.
Well, all nonsense aside, your little holiday that you had, I thought that was well worthwhile. So you're my hero on the terms of you had a little holiday and a little break, and time's been tough for you, just, you know, soldiering on through COVID, everyone listening to your voice every day and keeping everybody going, and then you just put the collared shirt on and went straight up to the Magic Millions and fitted in. You and Felgate did a great job, I thought, fitting in up there. It's more of a Michael scene than your scene, but I thought you adapted very well, and you're my summer hero for your coverage of the Magic Millions.
Oh, thanks.
You did a great job, and I'm surprised you didn't get carried away and buy a yearling and have a big bank debt.
Well, I nearly did, but it's like they're averaging about $300,000, so I might have to wait until... there's no cheap sales really anymore, so I don't know where we go, Harry.
Even though you're my hero.
I think we might find it.
Yeah.
How come
me and you, Harry, we'll have to get a coffee country horse?
Do you know what we'll have to do? Like, Three Bridges is... owned by Somali legends. So maybe Three Bridges, I know that they're based just at Malden, But maybe we can find a yearling there or somewhere like that, Harry and Meg.
Well, I was visiting Three Bridges the other day, and
the Liston family, they're legends. So maybe, yeah. So maybe they can look after us with Coffee Country.
And Toby said, mate, don't be spelling horsey. We're just too much for you blokes. You just got your own land up there. They are a big deal now, the Liston boys. They're past the Mallee days. But they do have a beautiful farm and they do a great job with their horses. Good family. Maybe we can sort something out. But me and Maggie, we wouldn't have minded a little trip up there with you, Gareth. You and Fellgate left us behind.
No, definitely. We'll lock you in next year. 100%. I'll talk to Barry Bowditch and Jerry Harvey and all that. They would love to have you two up there spruiking the Magic Millions. I think Mrs. Liston's from Birchip, so surely she'll give us some discount there with the Three Bridges team. And they sold all of their yearlings up there on the Gold Coast because I think Toby wanted a holiday, so he wanted just to get it over and done with in the early part of the year so we could have the rest of the year off. But no, well done to all the Victorians there. And I find the yearling sales fascinating, really. It's not just about the high end of town when it comes to the thoroughbred game. There was a vendor in Euroa that their lives were changed when one of their yearlings was sold for $700,000. So we got to listen to those stories, Maggie. And, I enjoyed heading to the sales there on the Gold Coast. There's so many different stories that it's not just about the million-dollar yearlings.
Yeah, and they get us so many great stories, I guess, on the track. You know, the horses, as the old saying is, they don't know the price tag. So we'll just have to see who comes out on top next year then.
What about your Hall of Famer this week, Maggie?
Well, I mentioned Camperdown Cup, and I guess, and Harry did as well, the big effort from the club volunteers and committee people. So that was my original go-to, but I've kind of changed tack after we saw Udita Clark win at Sandown last night. And I think even as much Debbie Weymouth, who had a fall at Woolamite last Saturday, I think the racing industry are the Hall of Famers of getting around our people and, I guess, supporting the people who've gone through tough times.
You stole mine. I think Deb was my Hall of Famer. We wish her the best of luck in her recovery. And she's still doing what she loves at 66 years of age. And she had that nasty fall at Woolamai on the weekend. She's on the road to recovery. So our thoughts with Deb and her family. Now, Harry, before we say goodbye, of course, Harry Coffey, brought to you by the Ultima Hotel. I'm looking forward. We're going to organise a heading towards the Swan Hill Cup as well. A Calcutta. That should be a little bit of fun. Maybe on a Thursday night we'll be there. And then on Friday night we can go to the Harry Coffey's Osties bonfire and enjoy a couple of stories. Now, you've got a full book basically at Warrnambool. Well, they've got four or five rides. I think fundraiser's been saved for Saturday now at Moonee Valley. But do you have a best bet for us? What's your best ride, Harry?
Best bet, I was really excited about riding fundraiser, and then they seen Tuvalu in the field, and that might have made for a change of plans. But I'm pretty excited to hang around and ride Tom Dabernick's horse in the last. Tom's team's going super at the moment. He's been trying to throw me a bone lately, and he's finally been able to team up, so hopefully we can make the most of it and win the last race.
All right, then. So Angel Rock, Tommy Dabernick. Do you have a winner for us, Maggie?
Yeah, well, I'm glad that Harry gave that a bit of a push because I put a little asterisk next to that, coming off a nice couple of placings at Moonee Valley. So hopefully Harry can, I guess, finish the day well at Warrnambool, but also win another Great Western Cup on Sunday.
All right, then. Go and get them in the Great Western Cup too, Harry, because you will be riding, of course, Aura Sympathy for Simon Wilde.
That's true. Looks well placed, that horse, so pretty keen to see how it goes. I gave it a gallop Tuesday morning, and it went really well. So if you're bored on Sunday, Gareth, tune into the G Western Cup.
I'll be cheering you home because you know this track better than anyone, Harry. We wish you the best of luck. Great to have you back for 2022 Coffee Country. Of course, Harry, brought to you by the Ultima Hotel, the number one pub in the Mallee, and I'm looking forward to getting there shortly anyway. Maggie, you're a star. Look after that ankle.
Will do. Thanks,
Gareth. And have fun at the Australian Open. Thanks for getting Harry and I tickets. We appreciate that. Good on you, Harry. Safe trip.
Thanks.
And that's Coffee Country on